The class of 2020 matric results being released yesterday, in case you missed it. They've achieved a 76.2% pass rate. It's a 5.1% decline from the previous year. The Free State, the top performing province, followed by Gauteng and then the Western Cape. The Education Minister, Angie Motshekga, said that while government must be applauded for what it's done, it was an incredibly difficult year. It obviously being hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, but also the gap between schools that are poor and schools that serve African communities and private schools. Very concerning indeed. Let's speak now to Greg Lee Smith, EWN reporter, who's been visiting some schools, speaking to some matriculants, getting a sense of their responses as well. Greg Lee, welcome to the Midday Report today. Just for those who may have missed it, so give us a quick overview of how this matric year did.
Good afternoon, Mandy, and good afternoon to our listeners. Yes. So Minister Angie Motshekga yesterday and the Education Department were very surprised, they were very pleased with the results for the class of 2020. They expected a bloodbath, if I can quote what the Minister Angie Motshekga had said, for the pass rate of 2020. If I can just narrow it down with regards to the provinces, we know Free State is number one with 85.1%. followed by Gauteng with 83.8% and the Western Cape 79.9%. That is the top three performances in our country with the nine provinces. The Northern Cape came in last with just 66.6%, and they were very pleased with the results. The DG yesterday briefed the media with regards to how the class of 2020 actually outperformed themselves. Although there was a decline in the overall percentages for the pass rate, the number of bachelor's passes and passes for a diploma to study further at tertiary education, that grew exponentially, and they were very, very happy with that. Mandy, I'm at Alfred High School at the moment here in Cape Town. In 2019, they had a 55% pass rate. This year, it's close to 84%. So they saw a massive increase in the results. We spoke to the principal. The principal said before COVID-19 hit our shores last year, they had decided that they didn't want a 55% pass rate. They wanted to grow that pass rate. And they started from day one with extra classes on the weekend and classes during the holidays. It was a very, very tough year. Mandy, if I can just also touch on the tough year it was, not only for the pupils, but also for educators and staff working in the education sector. We know that 1,169 educators sadly lost their lives due to COVID, with the Eastern Cape recording 533 teachers who lost their lives for COVID-19. I'm at Alswood High School in Farrow. Everyone is happy. We are tears of joy. They are so excited for the marks for 2020.
So you're there. You're obviously talking to some of those learners who've got their results. What kind of sense do you get from them around the impact of COVID? As you say, they've had to go to classes on the weekend. Do any of them feel like they've benefited, or did they really feel like it was a tough year for them?
Mixed emotions and mixed answers across the board. Alswood is an area between Alfred River and Parro, one of the hotspots for gangsterism, one of the hotspots for unemployment and tough substance abuse such as drugs. They had one pandemic, but they also had multiple social economic problems in the area. It was an extremely tough year, especially for these learners at Alzheimer's High School in Farrow. They spoke to us and they told me that the teacher's dedication to want to help the learners and to say it doesn't matter where you are at now, but where you are going. So it was a tough year for them, but they're just glad that they passed. I've seen how some of the pupils were just in sheer shock for the results. They told me they didn't know. They were uncertain with regards to the results, but they were ultimately very, very happy and looking forward for their next chapter in tertiary, education.
Oh, great to hear, Greg Lee. Thank you so much for that report out of Paro. That's Greg Lee Smith, EWN reporter, reflecting there on the matric results that were released yesterday. A 76.2% pass rate, down 5.1%. But what a year for those matriculants. And the fact that they've got through it, I think, is achievement enough.